It's time for Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
I was off for a week. Hold on. I have to memorize the sponsor.
Oh, I thought you were good, big boy. Let's see.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. And if I must say so personally.
Is it new still? I think it's been around
for a
minute.
Well, we'll say this about new. Wendy's dropped off some food today.
Spectacular.
Saucy nugs. Wah.
Give me those nuggies.
Triple berry frosty. Even though I don't eat ice cream during the week. Very good. Very good. So, yeah, Helix Wireless and Wendy's. Thank you. So, Cinco de Fivo. Last night, the episode of Hard Knocks ends with Joe Shane having a little family time with his two daughters, his wife. They're playing a game of Uno.
Uno.
Uno. The famous card game. So, that'd be thinking the five best family card games.
Well, Uno works when you have a young kid.
For sure.
It's just so easy.
My kids have, like, the Uno that's, like, the size of a poster. The cards are huge.
Oh, really?
I don't know if they thought they had, like, an eyesight problem. These cards are enormous.
Before we get into the list, because Tiki just said this, we were talking about it in our text chain beforehand, and I was like, I'm watching Hard Knocks last night in the Shane family. That looks like the Barber household on a Thursday night. And Tiki goes, oh, my kids are so past Uno.
Yes.
I still play Uno. I'm 38.
Do you really?
No.
It's a great game.
My kids want to play, like, Monopoly.
Oh, Monopoly sucks. It never ends.
I will never start another Monopoly game for the rest of my life.
Why?
Because you don't end.
Well, I mean, this is because my daughter wants to win. And so she's like very aggressive.
You start a game in March, you may not finish till September.
You okay. Have three birthdays during it.
It's crazy. It's unbelievable. I'm not even trying to do a sticky stand-up bit, but no Monopoly in my house. I won't even allow it in the door.
Jumanji?
Jumanji's a game?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's an actual game. I don't have one.
No, you know what the best game? The game of life.
The actual game of life?
Oh, yeah. Horrible.
So when I was a kid, I don't know, Sean, if you had this. I had NFL-opoly.
Yeah, I had the baseball.
And it went really fast.
I
got to remember who the giant was that they used. So each team was represented by a player. My mom probably still has the game.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it was
that
NFL.
That sounds awesome, though.
You bought all the teams and you could buy the stadium.
Oh, that is amazing.
So I got to ask my mom who the giant was represented because it was when we were younger. So I don't know if it was like Toom or Stray or Teak.
Well, anyway, I'm going to get back to my list here. Cinco de Fivo. The five best family card games.
Card games.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
You got Tonk and Spades in there?
War. War is basically Uno with a deck of cards.
You're right.
You know, I'm going to beat you here, I'm going to beat you here. Mm-hmm. War.
That's a good one.
All right.
It reminds me of Battleship. Is that on the list?
Well, it's not a card game.
Oh, that's true.
But make the noise, Tiki.
Which one?
I've sunk your ship.
I don't remember the noise.
You got to make the noise.
You sunk my battleship?
No. B9.
Yeah. Oh, you had the electric. Oh, you're fancy.
So no. I didn't have the electric. You had to make the noise.
That's part of the rules. I never made the noise. Are you kidding?
Oh, come on. That's part of the rules.
I don't know what you white people do when you play that.
No, if you sink somebody's ship, they have to make the noise. Come on.
Never heard that.
Are you shit, Loogie? Come on.
You definitely made the noise.
Yes. Come on.
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Texas Hold'em. You get the chips out and you bluff the heck out of your grandmother.
Right. Are we playing with kids now? Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, kids play Texas Hold'em with chips. Okay. I've already told my 4-year-old.
All right.
She goes all in way too much. She's going to learn. Here we go.
Number three.
It is Uno, which I have to say, Eileen, it's gotten a little overrated over the years.
Why?
Here's the reverse card. I don't know. I don't have the same passion for it. It's simple.
Because the reason we stopped, because it's hard. You don't have to think.
Yeah.
You're just kind of like, all right, let me get down to one card as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
I would play it at the bar with friends. Like, it was great. You have a couple beers.
How do you
play Uno?
Turn Uno into a drinking game, Tommy?
Because there are bars that have these games, so then we would just play Uno or Jenga. And
Jenga's one thing. Look, it's no wonder it took you forever. I love your wife. No wonder it took you forever to find a wife. This is what you do in a bar? When I last left you at bars about 15 years ago, we were doing something else besides playing.
Well, this is much like positive Tommy. This is married Tommy. Single Tommy.
Not playing Uno at a bar. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Cards Against Humanity. Have you played Cards Against Humanity, Tiki? Up your alley.
What is this one?
Now, I said family game, so probably kids probably shouldn't play it. So you get a deck of cards. There's like a white stack and a black stack of cards. So it's like a question, fill in the blank. Like, Mother Goose wasn't feeling well because, and then it's like five, everybody grabs like an outrageous answer. You know, it's be like.
I feel like I have. I think I played this with.
Her hemorrhoid cream was in the drawer.
She had syphilis, whatever.
Right.
Oh,
and like,
oh, I got it. I got it.
And
I think
you get
I have
like some
this.
Really raunchy.
Right, answer. Right. I think I've played this with CeCe and Amber.
Yeah.
The Sabathians. Yeah. That's the first time I saw this.
Cards Against Humanity. He's great. All right. Here we go.
Number one.
It's Go Fish. It's iconic.
Go Fish.
You have a three? Nope. Go Fish. What do you mean? It's the best card game of all time.
Okay. That's a kid game.
What? I mean, so is Uno.
I mean, I know. But that's why we don't play Uno. My kids don't want to be kids. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, but Go Fish is good-hearted fun.
Okay, now Go Fish, that could be a drinking game.
It can be.
Do you have a three of hearts? Go drink.
Yeah, yeah.
There
and
you
take
go.
Off a stiletto.
What? Strip
Go Fish? Now we're on to something.
Oh, Jesus.
Now we're on to something. That's Cinco de Fivo today and every day, 5 o'clock Eastern.
It's my fatty!
Thank you, All-Star Break.